Chapter 4, Real Estate Finance. Another name for a borrower is the mortgagor. The bank or the lender is called the mortgagee. If a mortgage foreclosure occurs and there is not enough money to pay the mortgages off, the lender can seek a deficiency judgment. This is a personal judgment against the borrower. A promissory note is sometimes called a bond. It is a personal promise to repay a loan. A mortgage is a pledge of real property given by the borrower as security for a loan. Both documents must be executed to create an enforceable mortgage lien. Notes are considered negotiable instruments. This means that it may be sold to a third party known as an assignee. An acceleration clause, which is found in the mortgage documentation, gives the lender the right to accelerate the debt and declare the entire balance due and owing immediately. Since most people cannot come up with a significant amount of money that quickly, the next step is foreclosure. An estoppel certificate verifies the amount of money owed and the interest rate of the loan. It is signed by the borrower. Alienation refers to a transferring of property to another. In the mortgage world, an alienation clause in a promissory note would make the mortgage non-assumable. To be assumable, there cannot be an alienation clause. Another name for this alienation clause is a due-on-sale clause. The existing mortgage would have to be paid off before the new owner could take title to the real property. There are two types of foreclosure proceedings in New York State. Judicial foreclosure is the most popular. Upon a borrower's default, the lender may declare the whole debt due and payable immediately based on the acceleration clause. Then, a foreclosure sale at public auction would follow. The other, less popular foreclosure proceeding is the strict foreclosure. In a strict foreclosure, the lender may regain title to the property. In New York, the defaulting borrower does not have the right to redeem the property after the foreclosure sale. A blanket mortgage is a mortgage that covers more than one property and is typically used in the financing of a subdivision. Debt service refers to the annual amount paid for a mortgage, typically considered in commercial real estate valuation models, which employ capitalization rates. Down payment is the difference between the purchase price and the mortgage amount. A property's loan-to-value ratio is calculated by determining what percentage the down payment represents of the total value of the property. Then, deduct the percentage from 100%. For example, a $50,000 home, if a buyer puts down $5,000, this represents 10% of the $50,000 value. By subtracting 10% from 100%, this would represent a 90%, thus a 90% loan-to-value ratio. PITI is an acronym. It stands for principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. 1 point is equal to 1% of the mortgage amount. Redlining is the illegal practice of lenders to not loan in particular geographic areas, typically motivated by racial considerations. Usury is charging an interest rate greater than that allowed by law. Interest is usually due at the end of each period. This is called payment in arrears. This is the opposite of payment in advance. When a private property owner holds a mortgage, it is considered a purchase money mortgage. These have always been exempt from usury limits. APR stands for annual percentage rate. This takes into consideration all of the various costs of borrowing, such as the required application fee, the appraisal fee, points that must be paid, processing fees, and more. By knowing the APR of a mortgage loan, it makes it easier for borrowers to compare loan products from one lender to the next. RESPA stands for the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. This limits the amount of tax and insurance reserves that a lender may require. RESPA also requires that borrowers have knowledge of all settlement costs when obtaining a mortgage loan. Some lenders lend you their own money directly based on the savings and checking accounts that they maintain from their depositors. This is called portfolio lending. If a bank does not do this, the money would be coming from the secondary mortgage markets, such as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have maximum loan limits. Loans that are higher than this are known as jumbo loans. Non-conforming loans do not have to meet uniform underwriting standards and are more flexible in their guidelines. Of course, the interest rates and costs are higher as well. The Truth in Lending Act is enforced through Regulation Z, which requires that credit institutions inform borrowers of the true cost of obtaining credit. Regulation Z also provides for strict regulation of real estate advertisements that include mortgage financing terms. PMI stands for Private Mortgage Insurance. PMI is associated with conventional loans. MIP stands for Mortgage Insurance Premium. This is associated with FHA loans. With an adjustable rate mortgage, the cap is the most that the interest rate on the loan can adjust to during its adjustment period. The ceiling is the most that the interest rate can adjust to during the lifetime of the loan. The standard FHA loan product is the FHA 203B. The rehab arm of FHA is the FHA 203K loan. With a rehab loan, upgrades or repairs totaling as little as $5,000 would qualify. Cosmetic repairs cannot be part of the first $5,000 in the rehab work. FHA loans are considered insured, and VA loans are considered guaranteed. That's worth knowing for test purposes. VA is the true no down payment loan we have. FHA down payments are minimal, approximately 2-3%, and conventional loans require 5% down in most cases. Imputed interest occurs when a borrower is paying an extremely low or artificially low mortgage interest rate on a purchase money mortgage. Essentially, the IRS wants to appropriately tax the mortgagee, who would be paying more taxes if they were earning the going rate of interest. When the Internal Revenue imputes interest, the individuals holding the mortgage are essentially taxed more than they were to make up for what they should have charged as an interest rate on the mortgage loan in the first place. This happens most frequently with parents who want to help out their children, so they hold the mortgage and they charge a lower than market rate. Sunny Mae stands for First Time Home Buyer Loans. This is State of New York Mortgage Agency. Ratios for qualifying are as follows. For a conventional loan, we have 28-36. 28% of a person's gross monthly income is allowed for their housing debt. 36%, the denominator, 36% of a person's gross monthly income is allowed for all of their expenses, including their housing debt. For an FHA loan, it's 29-41, and for a VA loan, there's just one qualifying ratio, and that's 41%.